Well, I greet you today. This is Steve Clark, and this is day three in a seven-day series that I'm doing on Christian stewardship. And what we're finding out here, the first day we found out that since God is the creator of all things, everything really belongs to Him, even our own selves, because He is the creator, that we are not really our own, but we actually belong to God, and that we are just stewards of what we have here. All the possessions that we have, even our own life, we are just stewards of it because God is the creator. So that was day 17. Day 18, yesterday, we found out that Jesus came to this earth, and He shed His blood, He gave His life, and He bought us from the dunghill, from the scrap pile, from the refuge place, from the garbage dump. He bought us because we were in sin and as enemies of His, and He's given His life. He shed His blood to purchase us, and so we are not our own. And if it wasn't enough that God created us, that we're not our own. Well, now we see that Jesus has bought us, and so we're not our own because He has bought us. And if we're Christians, we're not our own. We're bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. Now, Jesus paid the price for every man's sins, but only those who receive Christ in their life, only those who live for Christ and love Him and serve Him and have faith in Him are going to be saved. So we as Christians are bought by Christ, and so we are just stewards here on this earth of our own lives, of our own possessions. Everything that we have belongs to God, and we are just stewards. But there's still another area that we have to look at concerning who we belong to, and that is, if we are Christians, we've actually given our lives to Christ. We surrender all to Him. We commit ourselves to Him in such a way that we say, I am no more living my life for myself. I am no more going to live this life to please myself. I want to live and please You. I want to give my life to You, Lord Jesus. I want to surrender all to You. I surrender all to You, Lord. Everything that I have, everything that I am, my reputation, my possessions, my very life, I give to You. I lay it down before You. You have done so much for me, and I just want to give my life to You. So that's what happens when we become a Christian, is we give our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ in that way. We repent of our sins. We tell God that we have sinned. We're not just a liar. We haven't just told lies, but we're a liar. We haven't just stole something, but we're thieves. And whatever it is, we own that. We say, this is who I am. I'm just a sinner, and I need a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We repent of our sins and confess our sins, and He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we're not owners of our own lives because we've given our lives to Christ, if indeed we are Christians. So, and a few verses to show us that that is true. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, this is the Apostle Paul, and he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And so it's just our reasonable service to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. It's not a dead sacrifice, it's a living sacrifice, that we live throughout our life as a sacrifice unto the Lord. We're not going to live for ourselves anymore. We're not going to be building our kingdoms, but we're going to be building the kingdom of God and living our lives for Him, if indeed we are a true Christian. That's That's the mark of a Christian. And so we've given our lives to Christ, so everything we have, we're just stewards of. And this is just the point three then, that we are stewards and not owners. And as we define stewardship in the first message, we also saw that a steward is something that he manages something that doesn't actually belong to him anymore. He's just a manager of that thing. And that's what it is with our life and our possessions, everything that we have. Another verse for us to look at would be 2 Corinthians 5, starting with verse 17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, verse 18, and all things are of God. So here our life is changed. It's no longer what it used to be. It's a new life, and everything about it is of God. It's all for God. Our whole life is for God, as it says there in verse 18. So we are just stewards of what he has given us, this life that we have. Also, there's another verse in Philippians chapter 3, a couple verses there, I guess, but it's, turn to it there, Philippians chapter 3. Starting with verse 7, it says, but what things were gained to me, this is Paul again, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. So Paul here says that he counts everything, his whole life, everything, loss, and that it's like dung, that he would win Christ. And that's what it's like when we become a Christian, a true Christian. We surrender our whole life to Christ. We give him our life. So in that fact, we're not just stewards because God created us and so we belong to him. Not only the fact that Jesus died for us and bought us, that we belong to him and that we're to just to be stewards, but also because we have given our lives to Christ if we're a true Christian. So this is a couple questions here that I would have. If I would make a chair, I think I talked about making a chair yesterday's message. If I would make a chair, whose chair would it be? Well, it would be mine because I was the creator. And since God is the creator, then we belong to God. If I bought your Bible from you, whose Bible would it be? You sell me your Bible for a price, or you sell me a tool or whatever for a price, whose would it be? It would be mine because I bought it. Well, that's what Jesus Christ did. He bought us and purchased us with his own precious blood. And then if you give me your Bible or you give me some tool, whose would it be? Well, it would be mine because you've given that thing to me. And that's what it's like when we give our lives to Christ. We don't belong to ourselves anymore, but we belong to God. We surrender all to him. So our whole life and everything that we have is not for us, but it's for Christ. That's the way the New Testament teaches it. That's the principles here that I'm trying to show us. But then he gives most of it back to us to be a steward of. And, of course, he doesn't give the sinful parts of our lives back to us and be stewards of that. No, he wants us to turn from those things. But everything that's good and profitable, he often will give back to us that we can be stewards of. And let's look at a few verses over in the book of Luke chapter 19. Turn there here. Quickly, Luke 19, verse 12, it says, "And he said, therefore, this is Jesus, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded those servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast gained, or thou hast been faithful in a very little, thou shalt have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another one came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man, and takest up that which thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it unto him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. And for I say unto you, that it, unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken away. So here is a parable. It's called the parable of the pounds, but it's talking about stewardship. Here, this nobleman gave this pound to these 10 different people, and he wanted to see what they had gained when he came back. Well, Jesus has gone away, and he's given us talents. He's given us abilities. He's given us a mouth to speak for him. He's given us a life to live for him. He has given us many things, a gospel to preach, and we will someday give account for what we have been given. And just like this year, if we have been faithful in that which he has given us, our talents, even our things, our possessions, the things that he's given back to us, if we've been faithful in that, and even our own life, he's given us that back for us to live for him, if we've been faithful in that, then he will reward us because of that. So that, I think, will conclude for today. We're going to continue tomorrow and talk a little bit more about stewardship and continue, Lord willing, throughout this week. So God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. And I hope your understanding on this topic can be expanded to see that we're not our own. We're bought with a price. We belong to God, and everything that we have belongs to him, and we're just stewards of what he has given us. So God bless you.